This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
With that being said, if you'll open your Bible to Joshua chapter 6, the title of this morning's message is Walk It Out. Someone say, Walk It Out. Yes, sir. And that'll make a little bit more sense to you as we move forward this morning. And we're going to read verses 1 through 5, Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, and then also verse 20. And let's read it together. Now, Jericho, someone say Jericho, was securely shut up, was a securely fortified city because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given you Jericho into your hand, its king and its mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city. You shall go around the city once, and you shall do this for 6 days. So this is God's direction to Joshua and God's people about how to overcome this stronghold, this fortified city called Jericho that was standing between them and the promised land that God had for them. And seven priests, verse 4, and seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns and go before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priest shall blow the trumpet. It shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall, shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. And then verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up to the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Somebody say amen. Father, we thank you today for your presence. Jesus, we look to you this morning to change us, to transform us. God, to make us more like you. Father, whatever's going on in us that needs to be adjusted, needs to be transformed, to look more like you, to live more like you, to continue to live and walk with great faith and expectation, to see what you've promised us, to walk in what you've provided, God, in your death, your burial, your resurrection, and your victorious ascension. God, we thank you, God, for who you are, for what you've done in our lives, God, and we declare victory. We declare that we will be changed, not just hearers of your word, but doers thereof. And God, we thank you for every situation, God, whatever situation's going on in people's lives, if there's those limitations, those walls, those things that the enemy has set up to try to keep people out of your promises for their life, out of your blessing, out of your favor, out of your goodness, God, for their lives, we declare that those things are coming down in Jesus' name. And everyone who believes that, somebody say amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, sis. Appreciate it so much. Hallelujah. So now, Joshua is the leader of God's people. He's God's chosen leader to lead his people. Joshua was actually one of the spies that went out and spied out the promised land, Canaan, where there were grapes that were so big. One cluster of grapes was so big that they had to carry this cluster of grapes on a pole between two men on a pole between two men's shoulders. That's how big one cluster of grapes was. And the Bible says that it was a land that flowed with milk and with honey. It was this place of incredible provision and promise and destiny for God's people. It was this place of abundance and goodness that God had provided for his people. And now Joshua is one of the 12 spies that went out and came back and said that we are well able to possess the land. Him and Caleb were the only ones that declared that. The rest of the 10 came back, and the Bible says they gave an evil report, and the report was simply that they couldn't do it because they didn't understand that when God speaks to you to do something, the enablement is within the command. Amen. And so they didn't understand that. They came back and said, no, there's giants in the land and we can't do it. But Joshua and Caleb said, we are well able. They had a bigger picture of their God than they did of their enemy. Amen. And so now Joshua is now the leader of God's people. And now they were just really coming out of Egyptian bondage, where Pharaoh used to give them bricks to build his kingdom. But then after a while, he got more upset, and the he was really controlled by the devil. He said, now you're going to make the bricks by hand that you're going to use to build your own prison. I mean, this is evil, right? Like, I'm not even going to give you the bricks to build it. You're going to make the bricks and build it, and I'm not going to bring the quota down of how much you need to build each day. I'm still expecting you to build the exact same amount as when I used to give you the bricks, but now you got to make the bricks. Now they're working night and day, because I have found out that the devil's not happy with you being a little bit bound. Come on, somebody. That it may start little, but eventually he's wanting you bound night and day. He's wanting you bound up. He's wanting you tripped up. He's wanting you absolutely in slavery. And that's what these people were. You can talk back to me this morning. Amen. And so this is what the picture of what the devil wants to do to you when he tempts you, when he tries to get you to do things. He wants you in slavery to that sin. He wants you in slavery really to him. And his favorite thing is that when you don't even know it's him. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't show up and say, look, I'm the devil. He shows up as something that your flesh likes. Come on, somebody. And then he tempts you with that. And if you yield to that, then now there begins this foothold that the devil begins to build, that he doesn't just want a part of your life bound. He wants all of that. And it just, but sometimes it takes a while to get there. And so, but the good news is we've been set free from every attack of the enemy. Amen. Just exposing his tactics, but it doesn't mean that we are in submission to his tactics. Amen. God has given us the victory over everything that he tries to do. Amen. And so then now, so they come from Egypt in slavery and bondage for years and years, where they had to make everything they had in their life with their hands. And God says, now I want to move you to a place of blessing where the milk and honey flow and the grapes grow. Come on, somebody. Because God wants to move us from a place where we have to create everything ourselves into a place in his presence where the blessing and the favor and the goodness flows and his goodness grows in our lives. Amen. It's not happening because I made it happen. It's happening because I'm just in his presence. And when I'm with him, stuff flows and stuff grows. Hallelujah. Amen. If I need anything, I just go into his presence and pick it. Amen. And take it out, because there's something flowing in my life and there's something growing in my life that is not from this world. Hallelujah. I am in this world, but I am not of this world. And when I live with him, everything I need flows and grows from him. Hallelujah. And so now God has said, now look, you've been in bondage over here, you've been in slavery over here, but over here in what I have for you, you're going to be blessed, you're going to be in favor, you're going to be in a land that flows with milk and honey, but what stands between you, where you were, and where I'm taking you is this place called Jericho. And Jericho was this incredibly fortified city that was really seemingly impossible to overcome. The walls were so thick and so high that they were 12 feet thick. Is when you study this out, 12 feet thick these walls were, and so thick, in fact, that they said that they used to ride chariots and horses on top of the walls. This is how fortified this city was, and it was incredible, because when any enemy would try to advance against Jericho, they would just place archers on top of the wall, and they would pick off whatever enemy came against them. As they tried to scale the wall, they would just get picked off. It was the greatest war and battle technology of the day. It was, like I said, you come against Jericho, you're setting yourself up for failure in the natural. And so now God says, now I'm going to take you to your promised land, but you're going to go through Jericho, and it looks impossible. Have you ever had God give you a promise that looked impossible? But the good news is, it's only impossible without him. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says all things are possible to them that believe God. Amen. And so there's not an impossibility. And so now God gives Joshua these orders. Here's the strategy, Joshua. Here is how you are going to overcome Jericho and get into the promise that I have for you. Get into the blessed life that I have for you. Get into this life that flows with milk and honey, and this new territory that I have planned for you. This is how you're going to do it. You're going to walk around. You're just simply going to walk around the city for 6 days. You're going to do it one time. And then on the seventh day, you're going to do it seven times. And then when you're finished with that, then you are going to lift up a shout of praise to me, and I am going to do what you could never do. Amen? And so this is the story, and so I want to pull a few things out of this and kind of come at this from a different angle than maybe what most of us are used to, but I do believe that if you'll stick with me and believe God, we're ready, right? We're ready? I've given you a little bit of foundation now. Now, here we go. Now, so here's the strategy. You're going to walk around 6 days, and the seventh day you're going to do it seven times, and then you're going to shout. Someone say shout. And there is still power in a shout of unto God. There's still power. The Bible says shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Have you ever been in a situation you weren't exactly sure what to do or how to get out of it, but then you'll be like in praise and worship and God will just say, why don't you just lift up a shout of praise right now? And then you do, you lift up a shout of praise and you feel stupid. You're like in your house, in your living room, and I'll be jumping and shouting in my living room. I'm like, if people could see me now, come on somebody. But you begin to realize it doesn't matter if they think it's foolish. If he thinks it's awesome, I'm going for it. I wonder now if you've ever had to shout because you didn't know what else to do and lifted your voice in a shout of praise. The Bible says, shout praise to God. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. A shout will connect you to victory. Hallelujah. A shout will connect you to triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. So if you're not walking in triumph, sometimes you gotta shout unto God. Because listen, a shout is a demonstration that you have the victory before you see the victory. I wonder if I'm talking to anybody in this room right here where you say, God, I'm still believing you and it doesn't look like I have the victory, but I'm gonna go ahead and shout unto God with a voice of triumph anyway. Come on, how many of you know there's still power in a shout? Paul and Silas at midnight, the Bible says they prayed and they shouted praises unto God. And the Bible says everybody's chains came loose and everybody's prison doors came open. And I heard God say, tell the people that if they'll stay in faith and shout unto God, they're about to see chains fall off and prison doors open. Here's what God said, loosed and open. Hallelujah. Is anybody ready to see some people loosed and some prison doors open? If you're ready, I just need someone, give Jesus about 10 seconds of praise in here. Come on, somebody say shout. Come on, someone say shout. When Paul and Silas praised, everybody's doors got open and everybody's chains got loose. Jesus stood at Lazarus' tomb. And the Bible says he shouted with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible says that Lazarus came out of Abraham's bosom, got back in his body, and a three-day-old body got back up on his feet. Hallelujah, because what I found out when you shout, dead stuff can come back to life. Hallelujah. I wonder if there's anybody that says, all right, devil, you tried to kill some stuff in me. You tried to kill my dream. You tried to kill my destiny. But I'm going to lift my voice and give Jesus a shout of praise. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Because there's still power in shouting unto God. Hallelujah. So there's still power in a shout, and we need a shout of faith. Faith shouts when it got no reason to shout. Faith shouts when it doesn't look like anything's working, but you do it anyway because I'm in faith and I'm believing God. And why are you shouting? Shouting is something and done when you win. But I found out sometimes I shout before it looks like I'm winning, and then it changes what I... Oh, come on, somebody. And so we need a shout of faith. There's something in every believer. You got to have a shout in you. I heard a preacher say some things you can only get, you can get out if you can shout them out. All right, so we need a shout of faith. The shout is powerful. But here's what God is really wanting to hone in on. He said, notice, Jason, that the walk preceded the shout. So there's power in a shout, but there's just as much significance and power in the walk that preceded the shout and positioned you to be able to shout. Someone say, walk it out. And that's what we're going to talk about right here. We're going to walk it out. So here's what I'm saying, that a lot of times that, you know, there's still power in a shout. A lot of times we shout and then we go home and it doesn't look like it's all changed yet. And we go, God, what happened? I shouted and I didn't get my suddenly. I shouted and I didn't get my immediately. And sometimes God's saying, not every breakthrough, not every blessing, not every bit of favor is going to show up just when you shout. Some of it's going to happen when you walk it out. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says through faith and patience you inherit promises. Amen. And so there's power in walking it out, in the process of taking steps with Jesus and walking with Jesus each and every day. That's why the Bible says many of God's answers are not immediate. Many of God's solutions and power and breakthroughs and favor don't happen immediately. Many of God's blessings and answers and breakthrough come simply as you walk it out and you take steps with Jesus and do what he asks you to do. And as you're doing that each and every day, you run into his mercy. Miraculous power. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. I could preach here for a little while. I got a lot of ground to cover, and if you help me, we can get through all of it. Hallelujah. For we walk by faith and not by walk. Someone say walk. Yeah, we walk by faith. Walking denotes that I'm taking territory. Walking denotes that it may not be happening as quickly as I wanted to, but it's still happening because I can still put one foot in front of the other foot. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. The Bible says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up on wings as eagles, shall run and not grow weary, shall walk. Come on, somebody. Shall walk and not think. There's still power when you choose to walk and live by faith and walk this thing out. Psalm chapter 1 says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. On the law of the Lord he meditates day and night. When you learn how to walk, you've done something pretty significant, because most Christians miss God's blessing and God's favor and God's presence and his intimacy with them simply because they stop walking. But there's power when you choose to keep walking with God, taking one step, taking the steps that God directs you. There is power in doing what I know to do every day. This is incredible, because notice this, y'all. Notice this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. Yea, though I walk. Come on, somebody. You may be walking through something that you don't love walking through, but the good news is you can keep on walking. And here's what God's saying. If they would not have walked around the walls would have never come down. Walking occupied a whole lot more time than shouting. It's the process of faith. It's living by faith. It's walking by faith and walking with Jesus each and every day that positions you for the miracles to show up in your life. Someone say amen. It's a process. It was a process to see God's miracle show up and the walls to come down and the victory to be won. It was a process of obeying the words of God, obeying the words of Jesus, and living and walking by faith. So how do we walk it out? How do we take steps that honor Jesus? Well, let me give you some of the obvious ones that many times we forget to do. Here's the obvious steps. Here's the obvious way we walk it out. Someone say walk it out. Yes, yeah, spending time with Jesus each day in his presence. Spend time with Jesus each day. Spend time in his presence. Spend time in his word. Carve out a time when you are spending time with Jesus each and every day, because that is the first, that is the absolute most important thing in my life. If I spend time with Jesus and I carve that time out, then my time with everybody else is going to be blessed. Spending time with God, you got to walk it out. It's part of the process. It's spending time, and it can become your favorite time. Spending time with Jesus, it may start out as discipline, but it can turn into absolute glory. Oh, come on, man. All right, so spending time with him and his word. How about loving Jesus every day and loving people every day? Faithfully coming to church. Come on, somebody. Faithfully being the church, serving, helping, being part of the solution. What about this one? Tithing. Giving. I mean, these are things that every day God has asked us to do. And if we'll do them faithfully, we're taking steps of faith. We're walking this thing out. And listen, as I walk it out, I'm positioned to see miracles. It was a miracle that those walls came down. That wasn't natural. That wasn't some earthquake. That was the power of God got on those walls and destroyed them. And the Bible says they fell down flat. And so this was the process. This is them obeying God. Now, I love this. So, speaking the word of God over your situation in faith, that's part of the process. When it doesn't look like it's working, you're doing it anyway because you're taking steps of faith. It's all a part of the process, church. Don't give up on taking steps every day to please Jesus. Hear me, because if you won't give up, you're going to indeed see miracles in your life. Trying to give you the secret to see walls come down in your life, to see you inherit the promises that God has given you. You can't give up on being faithful. You can't give up on spending time with Jesus. You can't give up on speaking the word of God each and every day. You can't give up on praising God, on tithing, on loving each other, on witnessing. You can't give up on taking the everyday steps. We want to shout, ah, and then everything changed. But God says you got to have a walk that precedes your shout. Somebody say amen. Amen. Galatians 6:9. Do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you don't give up. Yeah. Hallelujah. Don't give up right before you see a harvest. See what God has for you. Stay faithful in the process. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. When our steps are ordered by the Lord, we're walking that process out. And if you've got out of it, get right back in. How many of you know we live in a tech savvy, never want to be inconvenienced, selfish, selfie, Instagram, Twitter, follow me, like me. We live in this kind of a culture that wants everything yesterday. Order it on Amazon today and want the package later today. Come on, somebody. I mean, it's crazy. We want everything now, now, now. A culture that wants a microwave blessing. Come on, somebody. Microwave favor. We don't even want to push 215. We just want to push the popcorn button. We want microwave blessing. We want microwave favor. We want microwave financial breakthrough. We want a microwave marriage. We want microwave purpose, microwave character, but those things don't happen in a microwave. Those things happen as we walk it out with Jesus. Hallelujah. So we need to be aware that it's by walking it out that we see God's blessing in our life. So here's what I'm saying. How are you going to have a radical, powerful, intimate, miraculous relationship with Jesus? One step at a time. One step at a time. The good news is you don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be the most gifted. You don't have to be the richest. Everybody can take a step. One step leads to two steps, and two steps leads to a walk with God. Come on, somebody. There's still power in walking with God. Adam walked with God in the cool of the day, and he dominated everything. I feel my preach coming now. Because if you can learn how to walk with God each and every day, you can dominate the stuff that comes against you. I'm no longer dominated by addiction because I walk with God. I'm no longer dominated by poverty because I walk with God. I'm no longer dominated by depression because I walk with God. The devil wants to get your walk from you, but I'm telling you, you gotta be say today is the day I get my walk with Jesus back. I'm about to walk with Jesus in the cool of the day. I don't care, devil, what you bring against me. I'm walking with Jesus. What are you doing today? I'm going for a walk. Hallelujah. Woo. Walking with Jesus is still the key to living with Jesus is still the key to living in victory every day of your life, to seeing the things you have in your heart come to pass, to live a life. He walked with God in the cool of the day and he dominated everything around him. This is the key. This is what the devil tries to attack. He wants to come at you through shame. Say, you can't walk with God anymore. He wants to come at you through disappointment. You can't walk with God anymore. He wants to come at you through failure. You can't walk with God anymore. You say, shut up, devil. Jesus took it all on the cross.
Why can I walk with God? Because 2,000 years ago, Johnny, a perfect Jesus got on a cross that he did not have to get on. He could have called 10 legions of angels to take him off that cross. But while he was on the cross, we were on his mind. Devil, shame can't take me down. Addiction can't take me down. Depression can't take me down. Jesus died so I could walk with him. Hallelujah. Someone say, walk it out. It's while they were walking in obedience to Jesus that they were positioned for their miracle. It's why the devil tries to get you to quit walking with Jesus. Just watch more TV. Just go to more games. Just shop more. Just do other things on your weekend. Forget about your devotion in life, because he knows if I can get you to stop walking with Jesus, then I can take you out of position for your miracle to happen. Hallelujah. You know how you're going to do greater works than these? He says, do the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works than these. How are you going to do it? One step at a time. How are you going to get your needs met according to his riches and glory? One step at a time. How are you going to own the house of your dreams? One step at a time. How are you going to have the marriage of your dreams? One step at a time. How are you going to have kids that surrender their lives to Jesus and walk with him all the days of their life? One step at Come on, someone give Jesus about 10 seconds of praise in here. Come on, devil, I know it looks like you're winning, but I don't care what it looks like. I'm about to walk with Jesus for the rest of my life. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Someone say, walk it out. Jairus had a daughter that was sick, and he comes to Jesus and he said, Jesus, he fell at his feet and said, my daughter's at the point of death. Will you come and you lay your hands on her so that she will live? And Jesus begins to walk with Jairus, because there's still power in walking with Jesus. I love this. I feel the anointing coming in here right now. Never forget how simple this is, but how powerful this is. You can be a teenager and walk with Jesus. You can be Hispanic and walk with Jesus. You can be white as a cracker and walk with Jesus. Come on, somebody. It doesn't matter what nationality you are, you can walk with Jesus. It doesn't matter who your parents were, you can walk with Jesus. It doesn't matter what kind of education you got, you can walk with Jesus. You can walk with Jesus on Monday. You can walk with Jesus on Tuesday. You can walk with Jesus every day of the week. And the good news is, there is still power, power, wonder-working power when you walk with Jesus. Hallelujah. Things may be going good, but I'm going to walk with him anyway. Things may be going bad, but I'm going to keep walking with Jesus. Look. Jairus came to Jesus, starts walking with Jesus, and he's walking with Jesus, and he's in this incredibly difficult place, because his daughter lays at the point of death. And while they're walking, just because I walk with Jesus doesn't mean everything's going to go just right. But it does mean I have the answer. I said it does mean I have the answer for whatever it does go wrong in my life. And that he's walking with Jesus, and then the woman with the issue comes in and interrupts their walk. Right? Can you imagine being Jairus in this situation? His daughter is at home at the point of death. They're on their way. And the woman with the issue comes and interrupts their walk. I bet he was like, yo, in the name of Jesus, back the beep up. Y'all not a pastor. Y'all don't know how it goes down sometimes in the critical situations with certain people. They're saved, but barely. Come on, come on. Come on, somebody, like, oh, Lord Jesus, work a miracle and then help my brother here. Hallelujah. Can you imagine if it was you and your baby was at home? Come on, somebody, at the point of death, and then somebody interrupts that, what would you do? But what if Jairus would have got mad? It would have kept his daughter from receiving her miracle. Jairus stayed. Whew, I feel it. My baby's dying. Now Jesus is helping her. You ever been in church? And you can tell God's doing something miraculous in someone's life. And the whole time, You're weeping because you need him to do something in you too. Come on, somebody. And if you're not careful in those moments, the devil will say, yeah, you ain't going to get yours. See, he's doing it in their life, but he's not going to do it in your life. No, no, no. Shut up, devil. I'm walking with the master. And so the woman with the issue gets her miracle. And she says she felt in her body that something had been done, that the issue of blood had stopped. Jesus felt that power had gone out. And Jairus was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Not too much power. Come on, Jesus. You're gonna need that over here. Come on. Love, right? He stood there. My baby. She got her miracle. But I'm still walking with Jesus. Hallelujah. Here's what I'm telling you. Don't get discouraged if it seems like you're on a detour. I don't know who I'm talking to, but there's some people in here that's been walking with Jesus, and it seems like your life has taken a detour. Don't be afraid, and don't worry. You're still walking with the master. Hallelujah. Woo! I said, I'm still walking with the master. I'm about to see my family get saved. I'm about to see miracles in my life. I'm still walking with Jesus. Woo! Just take a walk, and he takes a walk, and then he comes into Jairus' house, and he puts people outside, because miracles can't happen when you still hang with that. Come on, you got to get rid of some things. You got to get rid of some things. He comes in, and he said, little girl, arise. And the miracle happened. Hallelujah! But it was his walk. It was his walk with Jesus that positioned him for the miracle. Hallelujah. 10 lepers outside of a city lifted their voice. They shouted. And then he said, go show yourselves to the priest, the one who tells you whether you're clean or unclean. And they left Jesus with leprosy still in their body. But they chose to walk by faith. Jesus, it doesn't look like it's getting any better. It doesn't look like what I'm believing for is coming to pass. It feels like I should give up. Because you're the one who can fix me, and I'm leaving you, and I still got the issue. Y'all ain't saying much. Still got the issue, but Jesus, I'm going to choose to take a walk with you. I'm going to choose to take a walk by faith. It doesn't feel like I'm different. It doesn't look like I'm different. It doesn't feel like it's changing, but I'm going to walk by faith. And the Bible says, as they went. The miracle doesn't always happen when I shout in church. It doesn't always happen on the way home. It happened, the miracle happened as they went. Leprosy started drying up in their body. And the miracle happened as they. Miracles happen as we walk it out, church. So you need the shout of faith. But you need the walk of faith. Don't give up on the process. You walk with God every day. You spend time with God every day. You believe and declare the word of God every day. Hallelujah! And it's positioning you for miracles to take place in your life. Come on, how are we going to do it in 2019? One step at a time with Jesus. One step at a time with Jesus. Hallelujah! Every step you take towards Jesus is a step away from what you need to come away from. Amen? Amen? So every time you walk, you're moving away from something and you're moving closer to something else. All right, now check this out. Hallelujah. What steps do you need to take? What steps do you need to take in your life? What steps of faith do you need to take in your life? What steps of obedience to Jesus do you need to take in your life? What steps has he asked you to take? Is it to tithe? Is it to give? Is it to forgive? Is it to be more loving? Come on, somebody. Is it to believe God? Is it to speak the word of God every day? Is it to spend time with him? Whatever it is that God is speaking to you to do. The good news is he doesn't ask you to do it all tomorrow. He'll just give you the next step. That's how good God is. The next step will lead to the next step. And then that step will lead to a greater step. And before you know it, your life is, come on, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. I'm going higher. I'm going deeper. I'm going further. Come on. Hallelujah. But it's by you taking the steps that positions you to receive the miracles that God has for you. the breakthrough, the favor, the promised land, the promises of what God has for you. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right, now here's what the last thing I want to say. Taking steps takes guts. Taking steps takes guts. It takes guts to pray to a God you can't see. Huh? But if you'll do it, it'll change your life forever. It takes guts to forgive somebody who's done you wrong. But if you do it, it'll change your life forever. It takes guts to read the Bible when you can't understand it every time you read it. But if you'll do it, it'll change your life forever. Because I'm building my life on the rock and not on the sand. Come on, somebody. It takes guts to trust when you've been abused. It takes guts to witness and tell other people about Jesus. It takes guts to invite people to church. But if you'll do it, if you'll take the step, come on, somebody. It takes guts, but it's always worth it. I wonder if there's anybody in Celebration that says it takes guts and it's not easy, but it's always worth it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. Hallelujah. There's more I have, but I think that's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'll bow your heads and you close your eyes this morning. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, on the count of three, I simply want you to lift your hand and we're going to pray with you. We're going to pray for you. He loves you this morning with an everlasting, unconditional love. If you've never received Jesus, on the count of three, I want you to lift your hand and we're going to pray with you. We're going to pray for you. Secondly, you say, I've known Jesus, but I'm far from him right now, and I need to come back to him. On the count of three, you can come back to him. He loves you. And if you'll raise your hand, we're just going to pray a simple but powerful, life-changing prayer of faith that will change your life. Allow Jesus in, or allow Jesus to come back in a meaningful way. So if that's you, on the count of three, I just simply want you to lift your hand. Say, man, I need to position myself to walk with him again. His presence is here this morning. He loves you. He's ready to do this thing with you. On the count of three, if it's you, lift him up. One, two, three, lift him up. Thank you, 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 thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for every hand raised. Come on, everybody in this place, let's pray this prayer together. Say this. Say, Father God, forgive me for my sin. I believe Jesus Christ died and was raised for my salvation. I confess Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. By your grace, with your help, I turn away from sinful ways and I turn to you. Teach me to walk with you every day, to love you and to live in you. In you, I live and move and have my being. Jesus, you are my everything. Take my life and do something with it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's rejoice over every decision that was just made. Come on, let's do a little better, church. Come on. Hallelujah!
This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.